Everyone,
hi.
We're back. It's the
We
Drunken
are back.
Dead.
Drunken Dead, Drunken Dead. Welcome back, everybody. It's been a few weeks.
Yeah. We apologize for having to step away for a little while. A lot of stuff happened in our lives, mostly mine.
Yes.
Yeah, so I just want to sincerely apologize to everybody. I hope you guys are looking forward to a return, which is now. I will do my best to get this edited and up to you guys as soon as possible. It might not be on our scheduled day, but your notifications to say, you know, we posted a new one. So hopefully you're listening to this now.
But yeah. We're really sorry about taking time away, but, you know, shit happens, life happens, and I feel like this isn't going to be the only time it ever happens.
Yeah.
So.
We're still, you know, new, and we didn't have any episodes to what I want to say is give you guys while we were away. Yeah. But you know, it's still October. You know, it's October 25th, guys. It's October 25th. It's still spoopy time. So I got a spooky case for you guys. And I know I said I was going to do this case a while ago, you know, on our last podcast that we uploaded. And I stayed true to that. And I'm still going to do that case.
Period.
So this case is a spooky one. Has anyone heard of Slender Man? And if you have, please comment and let us know. What do you think about Mr. Slender Man, Mr. Slendy Slenderson?
I'm already scared.
But if you haven't heard of it, it's a fictional entity. It was created actually on a website called Something Awful. It's like an online forum. There it goes again. It's like an online forum. It was created in, I believe it was like, I want to say June of 2009. It was for a Photoshop paranormal image contest. But later on, fan fiction would turn Slender Man into something entirely different. They would expand like the myths and like that like revolved around him and whatever. And I mean, come on, it was literally just a Photoshop. So Slenderman is like a tall, thin character with a featureless white face and head. You know, like I guess people were throwing out like ideas like, oh, Slenderman should have like no face, you know, to leave your mind like wondering. Like
that's even more terrifying. Like something without a face, would fuck me up.
Whatever you don't want Slenderman to be, that's who he is. He is depicted as wearing like a black suit, and sometimes shown with tentacles growing out of his back. So I heard on a lot of my research came from our lovely, lovely people in the podcast world. I love Morbid. Free shout out. If you haven't checked them out, check them out. They're called Morbid.
I'm literally wearing my Morbid merch right now. I'm literally wearing my hoodie.
We love them. But they had a lot more research that I generally couldn't find. I don't know how they found it. Need to step up my game for sure. I need to figure out what the fuck they're doing. And Ash was talking about, Ash is from Morbid. She was talking about how, I guess somebody said like, he should have long tentacles. And then somebody else was like, no, make them short. It's more terrifying. So anyways, they're growing out of his back. And you know, that's how Slenderman became Slenderman. According to the Slenderman myths, the entity can cause amnesia. Okay, yeah. That's a new one. Amnesia, bouts of coughing, and paranoid behavior in individuals. He is also often depicted hiding in forests. I'm pretty sure there was like a game on the internet where you're like in the woods and you only have a flashlight. And if you keep the flashlight on too long, he like shows up in front of you. You have to like try to like run through the forest like in the dark.
And this was a game?
Yeah, it was a game on the internet. I could be wrong, but from my memory, like that's what the game was. And I'm also pretty sure like there was no end to like any of it. Like you just got caught and had to start over.
So that's not a game. Yeah. No.
I remember hearing people talk about it a lot, so I like looked it up and I tried to play it once. Yeah, it was just once, because that shit fucking terrified me. The second I got caught, I'm done. But so just FYI, Slenderman is in no way real or in the world out today. It was made up for a contest and people just took it to the extreme. He is not real. Okay, so this case will involve teenage girls and their Slenderman obsession. Bum, 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 bum.
They're teenagers?
Yeah, they're 12.
That's not a teenager.
Well, they were about to be teenagers, whatever. So this is going to happen in the year of 2014 in Wisconsin, Waukesha, Wisconsin. Yeah, Wisconsin. Yeah. Anyways, there were three girls named Anissa Anissa, Morgan Gracer, and Peyton Lautner. So Morgan and Peyton had been friends since fourth grade. Peyton was eating alone and Morgan had lunch with her, and they were friends ever since. They would have sleepovers, roller skating, and bonded over their love for cats. Around sixth grade, Morgan met a new friend, Anissa, while waiting for the bus. This is when they both became obsessed with Slenderman. Anissa is the one who showed Morgan what Slenderman really was. So just remember that, because Anissa is the one who showed Morgan. Anissa started everything.
So Anissa was like already obsessed with him, but then when she met her friend, it kind of just transcended a bit.
Yeah, she met Morgan, and then Morgan was like, oh, this guy is pretty cool, and then they just became obsessed with it. They were like, right. Slenderman this, Slenderman that, or whatever, you know? Peyton didn't want anything to do with it. She was actually terrified of Slenderman. But she like wanted to support the friendship and bond that like Morgan and Anissa had, since she was like, you know, Morgan's friend. Like they were friends since fourth grade, and she, you know, met somebody new and they bonded over something. She just wants to support them. But she will soon feel like a third wheel out of the friendship because of the obsession.
Right.
Yeah, Morgan and Anissa would prey on Peyton in the way of like sending her messages that would like scare her or tell her that like Slenderman was going to get her in her sleep and stuff like that. Apparently there was like a website, okay, and it was called like, I don't even remember what it's called. They ended up taking it down after all of this because of how cruel it was, but they would send her, you know, links to it and everything, and so it was very creepy. Already around this time, like Morgan was showing signs that she needed some help with her mental state. She would have like outbursts in class, and like, listen to this, bro, she would save insects and throw them at the kids in her class. And yeah, her mom was actually called once because Morgan brought a hammer to school, and she was suspended for it, but she brought a hammer. This little girl is a psychopath.
That's when she should have been evaluated and given help.
Anissa was actually a good student though. She always stuck up for like the underdog. So when like, you know, Morgan's kind of like the underdog with like, you know, her mental illness and stuff, which nobody actually knew like what it was back then. So she would, you know, if somebody would tease Morgan, she would like make them stop or like she would get violent and actually punch them. You know, she was like her anti-bully person. So obviously they're in the sixth grade, and like going to the sixth grade, you know, you go to middle school, so you're going to like a whole new school and everything. And Peyton was becoming like more outgoing, and she was like getting more friends and, you know, meeting new people and stuff. And the girls were actually getting very jealous of that. And Anissa would actually often call Peyton a bitch because of it. I mean,
What?
just because she isn't obsessed with Slenderman doesn't mean she's a
You know, she's an
bitch.
awful person, yeah.
Yeah. And she's like getting new friends. Like, Morgan, you got Anissa as a new friend. Why can't Peyton get new friends?
Her jealousy.
They all still wanted to be friends though, and Morgan's birthday party was coming up, and the girls were super excited for her birthday party. They were going to have a sleepover and, you know, do some fun things. She turned 12 on May 16th, and on May 30th she was having her sleepover party. So anytime the girls had sleepovers, Morgan would always want to stay up late, you know, and like have fun. And Peyton thought it was weird that suddenly Morgan wanted to go to sleep early. And it was her birthday. So that was super weird of her. 'Cause you would think, like, it's my birthday sleepover. I want to stay up. You know, I want to have fun. Let's talk, you know, do whatever. Anissa
I'm up with the
remembers
giggles. I'm fucking
what?
laughing all night. There's no, I said, I'm up with the giggles. I'm fucking laughing all night. There's no way I'm going to sleep soon. I've never had a sleepover and was like, I'm gonna go straight to sleep.
Actually, Anissa remembers Peyton accidentally kicking her in the face while she was sleeping. And Anissa says, I remember kicking her back on purpose. Like,
Oh my
girl was
God.
sleeping. Like she meant to kick you. The fuck? She obviously really doesn't like Peyton.
No, at
Clearly.
all.
So the
At
next,
all.
yeah. So the next morning, they had donuts for breakfast, and Morgan and Anissa woke up first and went downstairs without Peyton. So already Peyton was feeling left out. So
Oh
she went
yeah, I'd be
downstairs
ready to
after the
go home.
girls. Say it again.
I'd be ready to go home.
Yeah, at this point, like you're just, you know, having fun with Anissa and leaving me in the dirt. But obviously, she was staying there for her friend. I mean, it was her birthday and stuff. So, after a day of fun with like dress up and silly putty and just having like a good time with her friends, they finally asked Morgan's mom if they can go to the park together. Okay, so this is where things are going to get a little weird. But
Does
so
it get
any
scary?
other, huh?
Does it get scary?
Yes and no, sort of.
Okay.
So like any other time, Morgan's mom would say like, "No way, you're 12, you're not going to the park alone." But since it was like her birthday and there was three of them, she just let them go. So
Right.
when they get to the park, they go into the park's bathroom and they instantly get into like a huge fight, okay? And Anissa actually hits Peyton's head off of a concrete wall. All
What the
right,
fuck?
as Morgan was holding Peyton into place. So they were ganging up on this girl. Like at this point, I'd be like, okay, I need to go home. Like,
Yeah, like I'm not hanging out with you
clearly
people.
I'm not welcome, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess Morgan got freaked out about it and she started like pacing and singing and she like walked out of the bathroom, right? And Anissa told Peyton to go out there and calm Morgan down. Peyton says to calm her down, she had to pet her like a cat. Okay, and this is all going to like, it's going to like start, like, it's gonna kind of make sense in a little bit about like why she had to do this and stuff. But you know, I mean, they bonded over like cats and stuff like that. And like for some reason, she had to pet her like a cat to calm her down. why she had to get calmed down, I don't know. Peyton just got her fucking head smashed against a goddamn concrete wall. And, like, I don't know why she ended up staying or anything. Like, I'm guessing she stayed just because she's probably just waiting for the day to be over. Like, when can my parents come pick me up, you know?
Yeah, like, when this is done, I gotta go home and I don't even have to see them again.
Right. Well, they decided to actually play hide and seek. Peyton says Anissa sent her to the woods and told her to cover herself with leaves to hide. Bitch, I am not listening to you. You just smacked my head against a wall. I am not listening to you.
I'd be like, can we just go back to the house at this point?
Yeah. Well, she remembers hearing, like, Morgan counting and then hearing the two girls talk while they were trying to find her. But she couldn't hear, like, what they were actually saying. All right. And this is where trigger warning is going to come in, because they are children. Shit is about to go the fuck down. But so all of a sudden, Morgan was standing over Peyton with a steak knife. And before stabbing Peyton, she said, "Don't be afraid. I'm only a kitty cat." Yeah, so when Morgan was going to be with Slenderman, she was going to be an evil kitty cat. So apparently that's why she said what she's in.
Why?
Yeah.
Why? That's so... What's the reason?
I don't know.
You want to know what's crazy? Like, just go ahead. I'll talk about it later. We'll talk about it some more later.
Okay. So let me just throw in there that Anissa and Morgan were, you know, they believed that Slenderman was real and he was in the woods. And they thought to prove their allegiance to him before they were going to live with him forever, they had to kill, and it would have to be a sacrifice kill. And where they got this idea, I have no idea, but it's nuts, okay? And they were...
Why would it be a girl that they don't even like? That's not much of a sacrifice if you think about it.
I think it's anything. Because Morgan and her were friends, so she was easily targeted. Like, they knew she would do what they were asking, you know?
I guess, but at the same time, like, they're, like, treating her like shit, like she's not a friend. So that's why I'm like, they didn't even like her.
Yeah, but they were only 12 as well. I mean... Yeah. I don't know, but they thought they were going to live with Slenderman in his mansion in Wisconsin. Yeah, this thing has a mansion, apparently. And yeah, they were going to go and live with him forever. And that's why she was going to be an evil kitty cat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what Peyton didn't know is when she was hiding and, like, you know, when she heard them talking and stuff, they were actually arguing over who would be the one to stab her. Anissa kept giving, like, Morgan back the knife that they actually took from Morgan's kitchen, saying, "You need to do this because I'm too squeamish."
Oh my God.
Yeah, so this was definitely premeditated, for sure.
You're too squeamish to stab her, but, like, you're not too squeamish to make the whole thing stop. Like, you're still gonna go through with it, though?
You can bash her head against a concrete wall, but you can't stab her.
But stabbing her is too far.
Yeah. I this is why I think, like, Anissa was the one behind all of it. So, right before... right before Morgan began stabbing Peyton, Anissa said to Morgan, "Kitty, now go ballistic." Bro, I mean, this already tells you right now that there's something wrong with Morgan. Like, Morgan really thinks she's, like, a cat now or something. And what the fuck? It's like Anissa is, like, you know, her, like, her commander, you know? That's what it
she
sounds
like.
She had
her, like, brainwashed or something into thinking, like,
she was an evil
kitty cat.
She needs
to do, like, what she says, and Slenderman's real, and she's actually a cat, like...
Yeah,
she was manipulated hardcore. I think, I mean, she's still wrong for doing what she's doing, because she could have stopped whenever,
Yeah.
But I definitely feel like she was being manipulated by Anissa.
For sure. So this is where Anissa and Morgan pin down Peyton and begin stabbing her 19 times in the arms, legs, and torso with a 5-inch long steak knife. Peyton tried to stand up. She couldn't like see or walk though. And Anissa actually took her hand and told her to lie down because she would lose blood slower.
Oh my God.
She would be alive more if she just lied down. She also said that me and Morgan will go and try to find help. Yeah, right. Luckily Peyton doesn't remember like all of the stabbing because of like the trauma and stuff and like all the blood she was losing, but she actually crawled through the woods and got to a road where she came into contact with a man who was just out riding his bike. He called 911 immediately, and Peyton was able to tell the first responders who had stabbed her. Luckily, she wasn't unconscious.
I know. Like, so they were able to fucking like get her, yeah, or so, get the fucking bitches.
Yeah. So she was rushed away to have emergency surgery while the manhunt for Anissa and Morgan began.
What were they doing?
So I'll explain it in a little bit. So two wounds were to, so, you know, Peyton obviously got stabbed, and this is what happened to her. Like, there were two wounds to her major organs. One missed a major artery of her heart by less than a millimeter, and another went through her diaphragm, cutting into her liver and stomach. Okay. Morgan and Anissa were found and apprehended near Interstate 94 at Steinhoffel's furniture store. They also, like, they walked like 4.9 miles, I guess, looking for this fucking mansion. I did hear that they stopped at a Walmart to wash off because obviously they had like blood and stuff on them. So they washed off before going.
A little too bright for two 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Like, this was very, very premeditated.
Yeah. And the knife they used in the stabbing was in a bag they carried around. So they were still carrying the freaking murder weapon.
Not the smartest.
Yeah.
But smart enough.
And while Anissa felt no empathy, Morgan was described as feeling guilty for stabbing the victim, but felt that the attack was needed to appease Slenderman. Peyton left the hospital 7 days after the attack and returned to school in September. So yes, she did survive. This is actually not a murder case. It is just a very tragic, horrible, terrifying story. So now, you know, that's what happened and everything. And we're going to talk about, you know, what happened afterwards. Due to the nature of the offenses, both Morgan and Anissa were waived out of juvenile court to be tried as adults, as should be, because this was premeditated and this was unreal. Like,
they weren't acting like children when they decided to stab a girl to death. Like,
they definitely spoke about this and talked about this and, you know, whatever.
They came to some very odd fucking conclusion that they felt like they needed to kill another kid, and that's it's not okay.
A friend also, in the matter. All, like, Peyton did was befriend them.
Did their parents not think it was weird that they were obsessed with this
Slenderman?
Weird demonic creature?
I don't know. Well, Anissa pleaded guilty to being a party to the attempted second-degree homicide. A jury then found her not guilty by mental disease or defect.
What?
I
guess because technically she didn't stab her.
I guess, but she still planned it. Anissa was the main person of everything, I'm telling
you. But technically she didn't do any harm to that girl.
I know. Well, actually, so Morgan accepted a plea offer under which she would not go to trial and would be evaluated by psychiatrists to determine how long she should be placed in a mental hospital. She later pleaded guilty, but was found not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect. She was diagnosed with schizophrenia. from which her father also suffers. I mean, hers is understandable because, like, she had signs, but Anissa had no signs of mental illness, so I don't know, dude. Yeah. I feel like Anissa should not have been not guilty because of mental something.
No, she should have been charged a while.
Why? Later. Because she was obsessed with some kind of creature on the internet? Like, no. No. But Anissa was sentenced to 25 years to life. Morgan was given the max sentence of 40 years to life because she was the one who stabbed her. But, like, at a court hearing on March 10th, 2021, guys. 2021. This is just happening. Anissa, who was then 19, submitted a letter to the court stating that she was sorry and deeply regretful for the agony, pain, and fear she caused not just to Peyton, but her community as well. She stated that she hated her actions on May 31st, 2014, but through countless hours of therapy, she had no longer hated herself. I'm sorry, but you had no. I don't believe this at all. She's doing whatever she can to get out of jail.
Absolutely.
She had no empathy whenever they arrested her. She didn't show any. She didn't care what they did to Peyton. She was hoping she actually died. They didn't know she survived. Like, no. And to, like, skip all the boring details, by the way, it's super easy to find. Just look up, like, Slenderman stabbing, and you can find all the court details. She is actually released. As of today, she's released. On Monday, September 13th, 2021, she has to wear a 24-hour GPS monitor, and she will not be allowed to use any form of social media. She is also required to take medication and will be personally escorted to regular counseling sessions by a caseworker. Now, actually, Peyton and her family are extremely nervous about the release of her. And, like, my opinion, she did it. I don't care if Anissa did not stab her. She did it.
No, like, it's, like, very justified why they're afraid, because she could attack again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yep.
Because does it even say how long they need to keep, like, the bracelet, like, the monitor on, and how long she's going
to
be
under? Oh, she's supposed to keep it on until she's, I think, what did they say? I think 34. I mean, she's only 19 now. I mean, I guess that's a long time, but, like, what happens it's whenever she turns 34?
Exactly. She could feel like Peyton ruined her life, and then plotting how she gonna hurt her.
Yeah.
And what's the deal with Morgan?
All because she sent a freaking letter? Like, come on. Morgan, her appeal was rejected to be tried as a juvenile. Actually, her attorney, Matthew Pinnix, I think that's how you say it, argued that she should have been charged with attempted second degree intentional homicide rather than first degree, and argued that Morgan gave statements to investigators before being read her Miranda rights. So, I mean, I think he appealed to, like, the Supreme Court of Wisconsin or something like that, and I guess they're still waiting to hear back. I'm not sure. They didn't say a lot about what Morgan's going through right now or anything. But, I mean, I truly believe that she was tricked by Anissa. Like, I do.
Yeah.
She's the one that, you know, has the mental illness, and Anissa is the one who hated Peyton. Morgan liked Peyton. They were friends. When Anissa came in, like, that's whenever everybody started hating Peyton. So, like, I don't understand why. I don't know. I never understand this stupid shit, bro. I know you need evidence, and Morgan is the one who stabbed her, and blah, 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 but no, bro.
Morgan might end up being released, so who knows, you know?
Yeah, I mean, she has 40 to life, though, and I think she has to, like, actually serve
all of it. She should still have a couple of appeals left.
Yeah, maybe. I'm surprised they didn't give her, like, this appeal, considering she spoke She was under the age, and she spoke to investigators before being read her Miranda rights. Isn't that, like, a big thing?
Aren't you supposed to have your parents around if you're a minor? That's already, like, where they fucked up. Their parents weren't present.
So, I don't know, bro. I don't know. I feel bad for Peyton. I feel bad for Peyton and her family now that Anissa's released, because I truly believe Anissa was the mastermind.
I believe that Morgan's going to get released as well. I just think it takes the right appeal.
Yeah.
And they're going to let her go. It might not be until she's, like, older, of course, but it's going to happen.
I feel like with the right medication and the right counseling, Morgan could possibly, you know, have a chance out in society again, you know, as long as, you know, she keeps who she's around. Like, yeah, she just can't be manipulated again. Yeah. I truly, truly believe she was just manipulated.
I don't know, because you gotta have a little something in you to stab a human.
Yeah, well, she has schizophrenia. Schizophrenia is bad. If it's not treated and stuff, like, you can harm others and yourself.
You know, other parents didn't know that they had these pre-existing problems.
I know, considering that her dad has schizophrenia, you would think.
They were, like, on top of that shit.
Yeah. But that is the case, guys. I hope you liked Mr. Slender Man, Mr. Slendy, Mr. I'ma kill you in the woods, man, guy.
I'ma kill you in the woods. Oh my god.
I can't believe they were just 12, bro. Like,
I know. Girl.
Let's do a nice hashtag. Hashtag justice for Peyton. Yes. Boom. Boom. Hashtag justice for Peyton. Because I don't believe Anissa should be released. She should have life.
She should serve the same amount of time as Morgan.
Yeah. And just because she didn't stab her, they're going to, you know, not give her as much as Morgan. But I can't believe she's released, dog. I heard this case, you know, a while ago, maybe like a couple years ago. And, like, now just knowing that she's released. I remember because of what happened this past 2 weeks when I was down there with you. I told you about her being released or whatever.
You did.
And I was just like, that's insane.
Craziness.
Yes, very craziness.
Alrighty, ladies and gents. I hope that this episode was extremely informative. But if it wasn't, there is the internet. And speaking of the internet, Tip, it's been a while, but please take it away.
You can follow us on Instagram at Drunken Dead Official, on Twitter at Drunken Dead Pod, that's a capital P-O-D. Follow us on Facebook at Drunken Dead, just look us up. Gmail, drunkendeadofficial@gmail.com. Yeah, send us some crazy stories, guys. If you guys have any, like, ghost stories, or, like, you encountered something that you thought was suspicious or whatever, you know, let us know. I actually might have a little, maybe we'll just have, like, an episode where we just talk about stuff going on in the world and, like, maybe some crazy stories that's happened to us. You know, just to kind of have, like, a little break from cases constantly going. Yeah. But just send us a Gmail if you want us to talk about anything, or, you know, if you suggest a case you want us to talk about, just hit us up.
I would love to hear all of it. Never hesitating.
You can send us just, like, a regular email, or if you want to type it out in a PDF and just send it to us, whatever floats your boat, go ahead. All right, everybody, we really do hope you actually enjoyed this, and we want you to remember,
drink wine.
and be kind. Bye.